Yes.
You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
To Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. 833-212-1017. That is The Truth talk and text line. Again, it is 833-212-1017. That is The Truth talk and text line. You can call in, text in to share your thoughts on the greatest 60 minutes in radio. You can also watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube, where you can give us a like, you can give us a share, and you can give us a subscribe so you do not miss any of your favorite 1017 The Truth shows. Shout out to our producer, Rhea Riley, honing down on the ones and the twos.
Hello.
And shout out to you, Truth Nation. Now, Christmas is right around the corner, and we're, in my household, we're doing something a little different. We get a text message, right? You know, we're getting older, and all my friends are getting older. Like, people ask me, you got any friends? Listen, in your mid-30s, if the man is still available, it's because more than likely he loves women. He doesn't like a woman. He loves women. And maybe he might be a little trash. So, no, I don't have any friends for anybody. But I say that because now that me and my friends are all in relationships and settled down, they want to do this holiday thing where we'll do, like, you know, 12 days of giving our partner one small, thoughtful, inexpensive gift. And I was like, you know what? That's cute. Like, I'm down for it. I can do that. Starting on the 12th, I can do that. 12 days leading up to Christmas. So I can do all that. Or maybe it's not the 12th. I don't know. I don't know all the details. I'll let the women handle all that. But it's cool. But one of the gifts I want beaters. I want beaters. Because I've been being made fun of since 2020, since we launched The Truth. Well, really, I guess since 2021. About me not wearing undershirts or beaters. And the thing is, growing up, I used to wear an undershirt. And my dad said, yeah, you ain't got to wear an undershirt, boy. You can let your chest out. And so I eventually stopped wearing undershirts. Now, he wore beaters. So I didn't wear that. I went full-blown, you know, chest out.
You missed a step there, huh?
Well, yeah, I got too hot. I got a little fatter. The older I got, I put a little bit more weight on. If you may not know this, but I got up to 223.
Go ahead. Wow.
Yeah. I was a little chunky. Chunky and handsome. I had the big cheeks. Then I lost all that weight. And so now I'm in the 190s, high 180s. But I used to get hot wearing all them, you know, that shirt. And so I freed myself. But I did ask for beaters for Christmas. And so I can't wait for the 12 days where Yeah, because they call wife beaters. What else am I supposed to call? I don't know. White boy Andrew told me they're
undershirt.
They're something. Their wife. I don't know. He said something. I said I don't know. Yeah, undershirt. But I call them beaters.
Okay.
So, but anyway,
good for you.
Yeah.
Finally.
So yeah, I'll finally have a pack of beaters. I'm only have six, or I don't know how many comes in a pack.
Why did it take this long?
Because when I went to go try to buy my own, prices have gone up quite a bit in a decade. When I bought beaters originally back in, because I wore beaters in high school, because that was the thing to do. It was a thing to do to wear beaters and walk around with beaters on, especially when you're young, you got that physique. You know what I'm saying? Like, I played college football for a little bit. And before that, I played high school football. So your boy was able to, you know, wear beaters a little bit. And so I stopped wearing them in, like, probably sometime in college and definitely after college. And I went to go look at the price. And for, like, a pack of five, it's, like, $20. I said, oh, hell, I just go.
I would have gave you the $20.
Nah, I like having my shirt. But today I say that because my shirt is a little bit tight. And when I open it up, like Superman. You see, when I open it up like Superman, you can see a little bit of my chest. And I'm dressing nice this week because on the other show, we got a lot of viewers from Chicago because we're talking about the Bears. And, they love to try ways to talk about your appearance. And I remember last year, I think my dreads weren't redone. I'm getting them redone next week, actually, because I got a wedding I'm going to be in. So I self-retwisted. That's why I look a little bit better now. Uh-oh, Rhea, don't make that face. It looks a lot better than what it did last week.
Okay.
You don't think it looked a lot better than it did last week?
It looked about the same to me.
Nah, it looked a damn. It looked better than what they did last week. But, yeah. So they try to find anything, man. It was white folks, too. With your nappy hair. I'm like, damn, white boy? These white folks don't give a damn. Over when it comes to sports talk, oh, and black people go in on YouTube. Everybody, you can go to my Instagram. What's my Instagram? Kyle? 414 Kyle Wallace.
What'd you say to them?
I just said the Bears suck.
Come on, Kyle. Not them calling you nappy headed.
That was last year. This year, not this year. Now they just said, look at the sweater that you're wearing, a turtleneck sweater like it's 1981. I said, oh, you noticed. Thank you.
Oop.
I know, right? So it's just super, super fun. But with that being said, I do want to touch something really quickly. Is y'all know I give Trump a lot of hell. Now make sure y'all watching Streamers Live on YouTube, 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like and give us a share. Make sure y'all also download the app too. I give Trump hell all the time. Why? It's because I think he's trash. I think he's a trash human being. I think he's a trash politician. I think he's just a terrible person. And his politics don't deliver for the black community. And so when we look at this year, we have been losing. As a black community, we have been losing this entire year. And a lot of black Republicans, they can't even tell you what he's done that is good. That's right. That's when you know. When you know, and trust me, y'all know too. When you know the politicians ain't delivering for you, and you don't want to kind of be honest, forthcoming, be balanced, all you do is defend, and you don't talk about the negatives. And so when you hear black Republicans defending and not talking about the negative, but not talking about what he's done, right? He has no resume to show for it. That's when you know it's a problem. So it's been really bad for black people right now under Donald Trump. But I also give credit where credit is due. And there is this children's savings account that was part of the Big Beautiful Bill that was a complete home run by the Trump administration. Because all presidents have egos. Trump, of course, named it the Trump savings account, but it is what it is. So with this Trump account, what this is all children that are born between 2025 and 2028 will receive $1,000 in an account. It's like an individual retirement account, IRA account, where children have a chance to have this account that can be invested. Now, this was done in an attempt to incentivize young people to have children. Now, only an idiot, you know, maybe I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't use those words. Only someone who has not done enough research and homework understand that $1,000 is not an incentive of raising a child, because you could spend $1,000 literally before the child. Giving birth is going to cost you more than that. But then on top of that, I mean, within the first month of buying Pampers or 2 months of buying Pampers, probably not that much. Within a couple months of buying Pampers, you go through $6,000. But all the stuff you need to buy, that $1,000 is gone. It's gone quickly. So if you're incentivized by a $1,000 investment account to have kids, you are having kids for the wrong reason. But I do believe that $1,000 for an investment account for children is a brilliant idea and a great idea. And it's a little gift for mothers and fathers who are having kids. And as someone who's looking to expand and grow a family over the next, 4 to 5 years, I'm happy. I'm gladly take this $1,000 for my little kid, Lord willing, if I have children. Now, what also is great about this is families are able to contribute up to $5,000 a year into an account until their child turns 18. See, now, the thing about that is your employer can also contribute $2,500 to that account, but it tops off at $5,000. So this money will be sitting there in an investment account for your child for 18 years. This money will be growing in the market for 18 years. And this is for every single child that is born in America between 2025 and 2028. So I believe that is a great, great idea. And I give credit where credit is due because, again, it's not an incentive to me to have children, but I do think it is something that introduces parents and introduces families to investing early. And as someone who came up with a household of, you know, union workers, both my parents, my dad sometimes worked third shift. It was, you know, they have pensions and stuff like that. So investing was a little bit different for them. So for someone who really didn't have the education about individually investing in certain things until I got to about 25 years old, 26 years old, I think it's great that this is something that they're doing right at birth. But even better, for people who are having families and they hear about this $1,000, all they have to do is reach out, you know, and fill out some paperwork. And now at least they're more knowledgeable about the fact of investing, and maybe they'll invest as well themselves. Now, what makes this even better is yesterday some additional exciting news came out about this, where Michael and Susan Dell from the Big Dell Corporation and Family, they said they will donate $6.25 billion, $1 billion into these accounts to fund 25 million U.S. children being born. This will add an additional $250 into every account. So that means children being born between 2025 and 2028 are going to now get a little seed fund and money at $1,250. And again, the great thing about this is that this can grow over time through investments in low-cost stock funds that, you know, help this account grow over years. So not only can you invest, but you're also going to have this money invested as well. So as I've always said, we can hate Trump all we want. Y'all know I don't hate Trump. I think Trump's a terrible individual, and I think you're flawed if you support somebody like that that's has such flawed character. But this is a great idea. And they should expand on this even more because I think it is so important. You can do things like this, but you need to also understand that there are so many people who are just not educated, like myself at a time, about what these IRAs are and the importance of investing and understanding that, you know, for me, I didn't know what I heard a 401k, but I didn't understand what that all was about. I was like, what is a 401k? Everybody got a pension, right? And I remember I worked in a UW system. It was like clockwork. I just know I keep working. I make money at a certain point, and boom, bada boom, bada bang, I'm going to be getting this money when I retire. That's why a lot of folks who work for the city, I think it's like the highest you made in like your last 5 years is what you could lock something in at. For how much you get paid when you retire, like, it is cushy. It is nice. But when you work for a private corporation like I myself do, you have to know what 401k is. You have to be invested in different other places so you can survive when you get older. And so, again, I think it needs to go a little bit further. I think before people can even touch that money, before somebody turns 18, in order for them to touch that money, they need to be enrolled in some short classes to understand what investing is and encouraging these young kids to keep investing. They need to understand this money that you see here, how it got here and what it was doing. And maybe you shouldn't touch it right now. Maybe you should continue to allow this money to invest. Or maybe, you know, hey, you should take this money out to help pay for college or pay for school, or be a down payment for something, to start a business. So I definitely think there needs to be a educational component that is added to this great idea that the Trump administration has. It really is. So kudos to the administration for getting this right. Even a blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while. And these blind squirrels in the office, they found a good nut. They did. This is a tremendous idea. So for those who say, and you know, people try to say, oh, you never say nothing good about Trump. I would say, this is very nice. Is it not, Rhea? This is a very nice thing.
Yeah, I have questions.
What questions do you have?
It feels, I don't trust it.
See, that's the problem. It's not your fault. It's his fault.
I feel okay with me not trusting it, though.
No. If Biden rolled it out or Kamala Harris rolled it out, well, you wouldn't say, oh, I don't trust it.
I'd be like, okay.
Exactly. But I understand you don't have trust because of the fact that Donald Trump's past behaviors and this administration gives you a reason to have doubt, like, for real.
Mm-hmm,
but but we have to understand with this, $1,000 isn't a lot of money at the end of the day.
Not at all.
And also, this is something that, you know, this appeals to everybody, right? It should appeal to everybody. If you are a parent that is listening and you had a child in 2025, you should definitely look into this to understand how you can get that money into that account. This is a home run by this administration.
If it's past tense, like I had the child already in 2025, yes. If it's just me, a single adult, trying to,
No. That's what
I know.
I'm saying. I'm trying my best not to say stupid, dumb, idiotic, but sometimes it fits. It is idiotic for someone to think that $1,000 is going to incentivize somebody to have a child. If you are saying, oh, I'm going to have a baby because Trump can give me $1,000, first and foremost, no, you're not getting $1,000. Secondly, your child will be getting this $1,000. Thirdly, they cannot test the money for 18 years, so it does not benefit you right now. It's just a nice, again, we should think of this as a nice gift by the government to say, thank you so much for continuing to have American-born babies. That's what that basically is. So, again, I don't like Donald Trump, and I don't like his majority of his policies. And I think he's a terrible human being, but this is a great idea. This is a really, really good idea. But 833-212-1017. If you have any thoughts in the comments on this Trump savings account, go ahead and hit us up at 833-212-1017. Again, make sure y'all watch and stream us live on YouTube by hitting us up at 1017 The Truth on YouTube. And I believe, is it on hold or no? Oh, it's still on hold. Tom, you got to get off the phone. Listen, when y'all call Rhea and she says, what is your name and what you calling for? You say, I'm Kyle, I'm in Milwaukee, and I'm calling about the Trump Savings account. Stop. That's it.
Yeah, keep it quick.
That's it. You ain't gotta tell your life story because she don't need all that. But Tom and Glendale, what are your thoughts or what are your comments or questions that you have about the Trump Savings account?
Did you say it was from 2025 to 2028?
Yes, sir, it is. It's during this Trump administration. Hopefully whoever comes in next will extend it as part of whatever bill they have, but it is.
That's a big hope.
I mean, it's a great – Tom, I don't know where you are on politically or how you feel about certain things, but I think it's a great idea and it's a great thing to – again, I don't think it's an incentive, but I think it's a great gift to, you know, help children more for me and families understand more about investing and have that conversation.
Yeah, for 3 years, but then everybody else before that gets screwed. You know? I mean, none of my grandkids are going to be able to take advantage of that. Right.
Well, Tom, you know what?
And I mean, it's only for 3 years, so he's doing it just for that. He's not doing it to, you know, for the purposes that you're saying.
I 100% get it. I'm there with you. I understand it's all about, you know, appealing up. They have a stop date for a reason because it's to appeal. Right. It's not about doing it because care about having it be for longevity. It's about appealing right now to this moment in time. So I get it. I hear you. Tom, I appreciate you chiming in on today's conversation. 833-212-1017. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I see a couple of y'all want to talk about this Trump savings account. So Blake, Security Mike, hold for me. We'll be back in 3 minutes. I also see you on YouTube. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Do y'all think this Trump savings account is a great idea? I think it is, and I'm one who – I bash Trump all the time, but I think this is a great idea by this administration, but I definitely want to hear from y'all. Tom is saying, well, why didn't he extend it to be longer? I think that's a great point. I think it's a very great point, and we'll address that and so much more on the other side. It's Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace, and do y'all believe in this Trump savings account?
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
If better sleep has been hard to come by, you're not alone, and the right mattress can make all the difference. That's why Helix Sleep and Steinhoffels have teamed up to bring their award-winning mattresses right here to Steinhoffels. Now you can try Helix in person, something you can't just do anywhere. Right now, Steinhoffels is offering 20% off all Helix mattress orders just for our Truth Nation listeners. Yes, 20% off all Helix mattress orders. Make sure y'all go to Steinhoffels to try out the Helix mattress so you can understand how great that mattress really is. Head to steinhoffels.com to learn more. Helix Sleep at Steinhoffels. Better sleep starts now. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I am your host, Kyle Wallace, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. Make sure y'all watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. And today we're talking about the Trump savings account. And I thought this was a home run. All right, I didn't think there'd be any pushback. But Rhea, I think, is a better reflection. Because she does Truth in the Morning. She's around Truth Nation. A better reflection of, we should really be a little bit more skeptical of anything this administration is doing, huh, Rhea?
I definitely think so. I feel like, why do you want me to have so many more babies? What are you going to do with those children if you're not supporting them now already?
Well,
what's
1G
going to do?
You know, I agree. I think it's stupid for them to say it incentivizes. It should really just be it rewards people for having babies because it just be like, hey, you're having babies. thank you. And as a gift, here's a nice seed account. And it should really be about fiscally and financially educating folks. Financial wellness is so important. I think this is something that at least gets the conversation going.
Okay, then offer free classes. Make sure these government universities or whatever offer these classes to these parents at a discount or a rate, discounted rate. Also, I have everyone I know right now is pregnant. Everyone I know right now.
Me
is
too.
Pregnant.
1K. That's a lot of 1K. 1K, 1K is not- for you. 1K for you. 1K for you.
Yeah, no. Give me free daycare instead.
Yeah. Those are things that I definitely believe. I believe that overall in time, I could probably invest in my own child if I did have more affordable, you know, universal pre-K or, you know, having more child tax credits, raising that up and continuing to raise that up, having more affordable access to healthcare as we see a lot of costs. I mean, that $1,000 is going to be gobbled up come January for a lot of families. So I get it. I get it. There's a lot of issues. There's a lot of issues. But I'm still going to give them their flowers on this one. But I want to know Blake in Milwaukee at 833-212-1017 on the Truth Talking text line. Blake, what are your thoughts on the Trump account?
This is Brian.
Oh, Brian. Sorry. I'm sorry, Brian. Brian, what are your comments about the Trump account?
This thing is for 3 years?
Yes, it is. Yeah, this is it is from January 1st, 2025 into December 31st, 2028, which is going to be the duration of the Trump administration. Trump cannot run for another term, so it will be over at that point.
Yeah, that's just an election year thing. I mean, that you know, you got elections coming up in 2026. You want to put something in the coffers for people to think about. That's just a ploy. That's all it is, just a ploy. And as far as I remember, I don't know if you've ever heard of Jordan Maxwell or Steve Coakley or any of those truthsayers from years gone by, but according to them and Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens and a whole lot of people that know stuff, anyone that has a birth certificate and a Social Security card, from the time they're born, they're traded on the stock exchange. So everyone that has a Social Security card and a birth certificate is worth a heck of a lot more money than what they think to this day, right now. So for him to give out an olive branch to the to people that don't know what's actually going on, $1,000, man, that's a pittance.
Brian, they're trying to get you. They're trying to get you. They tried to get Brian. You hear that? Yeah, they said Brian said $1,000. Okay, I didn't expect this pushback. 833-212-1017. Do y'all think this Trump account? Do you trust that this is a legit thing? Like, do you believe that the administration is going to follow through? Because I see, again, some of y'all are very skeptical of this Trump savings account. Please let me know, 833-212-1017, what your thoughts are. Also, you can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. But Security Mike, what are your thoughts on this Trump savings account?
I think it's a good idea, but I'm like Rhea, I don't trust him. And he's only doing it for the remainder of his term. And who knows, just to see, he might just hog it if it's just more black kids being born through those years.
What's up with all these black zip codes?
He might hog it. Yeah, he might just hog it then. So, but hey, I don't agree with nothing he's doing, but I guess this is cool. So, but I'm like Rhea, I'm still skeptical of it because he could hold it if he sees there's more black kids being born during that time frame.
No, I hear you. Security,
keep up the good work, Kyle.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. No, I get it. Again, I'm going to continue to say I understand the skeptics, and again, on 1017 The Truth on YouTube, Wild 2421 said, we doing all this, but he took SNAP benefits for millions, so it's hard to trust him. Absolutely. Not only did he take SNAP benefits for millions, he continues to threaten to take SNAP benefits if the Democratic states don't hand over the paperwork that they're asking for. And so, again, they're threatening the well-being of individuals and the health of individuals, but it's all part of the plan. It's all part of the plan. They know exactly what they're doing. They want to get less people being able to, you know, survive off the government. That's what their ultimate plan is. And they don't look at, there's many different instances that a lot of these people just don't. A lot of these people don't want to live like this. Are there some? Absolutely. But a lot of people are trying to get off this. And for someone who knows people who were on unemployment or had food stamps at a certain point in their lives, but utilize it as a resource to be able to better themselves, it's not, everybody's not trying to take advantage of the system. And just because some people are taking advantage of the system doesn't mean that we need to get rid of the system as a whole. It means y'all need to do a better job of evaluating individuals and tracking individuals over time. Invest more money in that so we can save more money on fraudulent individuals. But Christian in Milwaukee, what is your thought about the Trump savings account?
To be honest with you, Kyle, I agree with you. I think it's a good idea, especially in about 18 years when these kids get to actually see the money that was invested for them, to be able to make a choice like, should I take it out, should I keep it, should I continue to grow it for college or a new car or whatever it may be. I think it's a great idea for them. Like, the economy should be really good at that time. A lot of babies are going to be born regardless. So to be have something that, to look forward to, because me as an 18-year-old graduating from high school, I didn't have anything. Nobody invested anything for me. So I think that would be super helpful. Like, we never got this before. So to, you know, to the back push on, I know we can't trust Trump all the way with much of anything, but most people don't have anybody looking out for them at all. So when you're 18 to have something that nobody can take from you but only you can handle, I think that would be something, a great feeling and an opportunity for a lot of people.
No, Christian, I 100% agree. I 100% agree. 833-212-1017. I guess I might shift this show over to be more on a financial literacy. So there was something I've been trying to get to since last week, and Rhea said, you're never going to get to this. I said, Rhea, today's the day. Didn't I told her that. I said, today's the day we're going to get to it because it's so important, and I designed my show up so I was going to be able to get to it at a certain point, and I had something where I was able to lead into it, but I let y'all dictate where we go, because I do think this is something that's important that's going to lead me down to talking about financial literacy. Now, usually when I prepare shows, I like to be able to have these thoughts of, well, you know, hey, I want to talk about this and hit this bullet point and connect people on this and share this. That ain't going to be that today, because once I start talking about financial literacy, and do know, I am not a fiduciary. I'm just an individual who enjoys investing, in an individual who enjoys thinking about what life can be in the future. And I'm just going to, at a certain point, I want to have this conversation. I think we won't have it today because I think it's important for us to understand the pots that we can have out there to invest our money. But I see y'all, I'm telling y'all, y'all are coming through on this. And this is all based off of the Trump administration when they passed the Big Beautiful Bill. As part of that Big Beautiful Bill, between January 1st, 2025 and December 31st of 2028, every single American child born during that time will get a $1,000 Trump investment account. This Trump investment account will allow for you to contribute up to $5,000 per year into that account for it to be able to grow in an index fund. That is great. And it was so good that the Dell family decided that they're going to invest billions of dollars in this as well to ensure that up to 25 million kids can get an additional $250 in that investment account. Again, the administration thinks this is an incentive. I say it's not an incentive. I mean, please, please, if you are listening, do not say, baby, we can get $1,000 for making a baby. No, no, this is not that. This is not that. This is a reward for having children. That's exactly what that is. But 833-212-1017. Luke, what are your thoughts on the Trump savings account for kids? You think it's a good thing, a bad thing, or do you have mistrust as well?
I mean, there's an obvious distrust. It is a good idea, right? We can put these funds together for kids to, you know, essentially take them out when they're 18, right, for whatever reason they see fit. The problem is the way that the Trump administration is handling everything, economy included, means that when these kids turn 18 years from now, the economy will look completely different. We've been on the edge of a recession for almost 3 years now.
Yeah.
And if that collapses at any moment, then these stocks are going to fall too. You know, the fact that it's only 3 years, just like everybody else has said, I'll say the same thing. This is just a ploy by the Trump administration. This is not good faith giving your citizens money. This is a ploy to look better in the elections after all the stuff that's happened to them. I just don't think that it has any longevity. One, because it's the Trump administration, and two, because the economy's been on the edge for so long now.
Let him cook.
Luke, again, I agree. I have a huge distrust in the Trump administration, right? And so when I give him credit and kudos, it's because when I look through it, I don't feel like there's a lot of holes. Like, we're talking about a very low amount of money, right? And I don't know what the economy is going to look like 18 years from now, but I will say this, is that over time, the stock market always wins. It does. It always wins. And on the other side, I'll tell you why I kick myself all the time for not investing more. for not investing more, because at the end of the day, if you look at the stock market where it is today, they'll tell you, listen, it's going to grow. It's going to grow. It's going to grow. And I'm like, ah, well, I'm waiting for that dip. Yeah, you can wait for the dip all you want, but it's going to grow and your money's going to grow. So on the other side, I'm going to read some more of y'all talking text lines. At Courtney on the talking text line says she's still waiting her Doge check. Ain't nobody getting the Doge check. Ain't nobody getting no refund from these tariffs. They already told y'all that. Y'all not getting any money from that. That was Doge did worse than what they did good. You just, it came in and they left. They wrecked shop and dipped out. But on the other side, we're going to continue this conversation talking about the Trump savings account. I'm going to read some of your texts. You can continue to text and call in whether or not you believe that this Trump savings account is legit, whether you actually have trust at the fact that this money will actually be there for kids in 18 years. You can call in at 833-212-1017. You can join the conversation on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. But we'll continue this conversation on the other side. And I'm going to be remember, I can't give any type of advice. I can just give experiences. And I'm going to talk about some of my experiences investing and why I really believe that investing is the way out. That's why I do believe this is a good idea, because trust me, baby Wallaces, they ain't going to have just $1,000 in there. They got grandmas. They got aunties. They're going to have all this stuff. We're going to make sure they're building wealth, so by the time they graduate, they're set up for success. We're going to talk about that and so much more on the other side. It's Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. And we're going to talk about Trump's savings account and saving money.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. It is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
The perfect Packers game day starts in Titletown at the American Family Insurance House, where if you're going up to the Packer game on Sunday against the Chicago Bears at Lambeau, you're going to want to be in the American Family Insurance House, because it's going to be very, very cold. And before each home game, you can grab exclusive Packers giveaways, you can listen to live music, you can hang out with other fans, plus you can try your hand at setting the high score in the Protect the End Zone game, which is their interactive game that puts your football skills to the test. Make your next trip to Lambeau unforgettable only at the American Family Insurance House in Titletown, and visit AmFam.com today to find an agent near you or to get a quote online. That is AmFam.com today. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, American Family Insurance. Speaking of money today, we're going to be giving away an opportunity for you to get entered to win some cash money courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. So make sure y'all stay tuned in for your chance to get entered to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. But before the break, we were having this conversation talking about the Trump savings account. And I am shocked. I'm shocked at the number of people that have given pushback to this idea that this administration has, and that's, I should say, part of law, of basically having a seed account of $1,000 for every child born between January 1st, 2025 and December 31st of 2028. Again, I've said before, I thought this was a home run. I thought it was a great idea. But a lot of y'all are extremely skeptical of this administration, and I do not blame you for being skeptical. Not whatsoever, because this administration, its actions have led to us to be skeptical. You can see where the economy is right now. The economy is in the tank. ADP just released their job numbers from private corporations, and we lost 32,000 jobs in the month of November. And to really understand, we are talking about a country that was gaining hundreds of thousands of jobs for 4 years straight. And the one thing, the common denominator that changed over the last 4.5 years, now 5 years, is the president of the United States of America, which is Donald Trump. So there, listen, men lie, women lie, numbers do not lie. And so at a time like this, you know, I understand the economy is trash. And so that's why I happily invite for the Trump administration to do a little something that could be good for people. Now, overall, I think about my past history with investing. And I've always wanted to invest. And I remember sitting inside of my parents' bedroom back in around 2007, 2008, when the financial crisis was happening and stocks were just in the tank. They were sinking. And I just remember me, my mom, my brother, all having a conversation about, boy, we should invest in the economy at this point. But, you know, technology was different back then. You did have E-Trader. My parents were like, yeah, we should. But they didn't really know what the next step was, right? And I always remember that. And then I remember going to a friend I grew up with. His name's Nikki Siegel. And I remember we went to his house one time because he had house parties, banging house parties. I mean, it was wild times. Wild times. High school was wild, Rhea. Now that I'm an adult, if my child went to parties like that, I would say, oh, no. Oh, no. No, no, no. She did what? So I can't believe we did that as kids. But I just remember one time I was at Nikki's house. And Nikki was on E-Trade. He was on E-Trade and he was trading stocks at 17, 18 years old. And I'm like, dang, Nikki, I want to know how to do this now. I should have forced him to be like, hey, how do I open up an account? How do I do that? I didn't do all that. I just was like asking him questions. And that was in 2006, 7, 8, around that time. And I was like, man, I wish I would have got in at that time, but I didn't have the financial understanding and foundation to understand what I could potentially do. It wasn't until about 2014, 2015, that my ex, her dad, because I think at the time she might have graduated from college or something like that, and her dad was like, hey, I want to set you up an account. Go talk to this guy in this account at U.S. Bank. And so she did that, opened up an account with a guy named Matthew. And I was like, huh, I want to do the same thing. So she got me Matthew's number, and that opened up the opportunity for me to start investing. So finally, I started to invest in the market. Right. And, you know, and not self-investing, but, you know, just giving him some money to invest money. And then I was like, well, what else can I do? And so then I knew somebody who worked at Northwestern Mutual, and they were, you know, hey, you know how these Northwestern Mutual folks do. They, hey, you have time to sit to talk about financial stuff because they got to go out there and they got to recruit. Her dad worked at Northwestern Mutual, had a big portfolio, and he was going to hand it down, wealth management. I said, OK, fine, I'll listen. And I was 26 at the time. And I said, well, you saying all I got to do is give $200-some per month. And I can have this amount of life insurance money and a whole life policy where after 15 years, I invest. Well, this is what a whole life policy is. After a certain amount of years, you have this cash value, right? You always earn cash value. But for me, after 15 years, the money that I put in would at least break even with the money that I had out. So basically, I would have a return on my money. If you know anything about Northwestern Mutual, they have dividends. They make a lot of money. They do really well. And so the 15 years I was expecting to wait, I have already broke even on the money that I have put in. And so now I can, everything that I earn at this point now at 35 is just extra cash that I'm earning. And so it's things like that that I didn't know about that I'm like, okay, this is a good investment. So when I hear about this Trump savings account, and granted, $1,000 ain't nothing. Again, this is not an incentive. It is not an incentive. Is it a gift? It is a gift for your child. That's the way you should look at it. But I think this is a positive thing, especially coming from a community like we come from, a black community. When you think about saving, right? On average, this is on average. A black African American in this country has about $13,370 in their savings account. That's on average for an African American. Now, if you go to the median, which is what you see more of, is $2,110. $2,100 is not enough for a rainy day fund. You can get into an accident and have to pay $2,000. You can go, I know somebody that had to go to the vet for their dog and the bill was over $1,000, right? And so $2,000 is not enough for you to be able to live comfortably on a day-to-day and make sure you can make ends meet. And so that's why it's so important to find other avenues of how you can invest. And again, I am not a professional investor. I'm just a person who did his own personal research. This is my story, right? This is not go and do anything. But for me, I just got this thirst and desire to say, I want to save. I love saving money. I want to save. And so I said, well, I got my bank account here, but it's not getting a lot of interest. And I remember her name was Amelia Tobias. I worked at UW Parkside. And I probably shouldn't have said her name because it's a good story. But we worked at Parkside together. And always, again, it takes somebody to kind of trigger my mind. I was like, she was like, yeah, I just opened up an account with Ally Bank. And I said, oh, I heard about Ally Bank. I've always wanted to invest in that. Like, I've always wanted to do it. It's a high yield savings account. I was sick of my money sitting in my bank account earning pennies. And so then back in 2015, she was like, yeah, I got Ally. I was like, okay, you like it? She said, yeah. I said, well, I think I may open an account. 10 years later, I still have the Ally Bank account earning 3% interest right now, or maybe 4% interest right now, on my savings account. So every single check, I put a certain percent of my check into that account that I know I don't need. Like the money that is emergency money. If I ever, I know I got it there, that is my emergency money, but I decide to put money in there every single month that's going to be growing at a higher interest rate. And I'll only touch it if I need it. An emergency, an accident happens, right? Something happens where you got to go get some money. It's in there, but it's earning high interest. And so just looking to have different buckets that you put your money in is something that I feel like as a community, we need to be more educated on. And so that's why, again, I just think that it's important for us is this type of thing that this administration is doing is not just about the $1,000. I think the $1,000 is a great gift, great start, but it's about getting that conversation going. And I know Rhea and I were talking during the break, and she was talking about, you know, they're going to be mad, or not, or maybe it was somebody else saying, oh, they're going to be mad with all black kids they have, all these black babies. They may be mad about it, but, well, hopefully these black families will ask, well, what is this $1,000 I can get? And they sit down, they have a conversation about investing, and they may say, okay, well, maybe I want to just invest on my own. Maybe I want to get a 529 plan for my kid, something like that. Like, that's what I think this is all about. Why are you shaking your head, Rhea? What did I say that you disagree with?
It's not about that, but
no, but it may not be about that. But what I'm saying is we should find the positive in the fact that there should be a conversation to have. I don't give a damn that the Trump administration is trying to put something out there to make themselves look good. That's what politicians do. I'm going to look for what the advantage is for the Wallace household. And the advantage for the Wallace household, because Lord willing, by 2028, I'm going to have at least two of them things, at least two, I hope. Got to get to work, hopefully. And they're going to have $1,000 each, and, you know, we're going to figure it out. But again, I think it's just, again, to have this overall conversation where if 1,000 families inside of Milwaukee have children over the next 4 years and they don't invest right now, but then they say, oh, what is this $1,000? What is all this about? And out of that 1,000 families, 300 decide that they want to start investing in their child's future and then they want to look more into investments. Well, that's better for our community because that's building longevity and that's building more financial security down the road. Now, the last thing is that because everything is about discovering and learning in life. That's exactly what it is. And I kick myself all the time because I started doing more investing and things like that. And I kick myself. I'm like, dang it, I should have did more. You always want to do more. It's the self-trading thing. This was dangerous. Back in 2020, when the stock market dropped, they had Robinhood around. Remember Robinhood? You heard of Robinhood? Yeah. Listen, I had some wins. I had some losses. I ain't going to lie. Sometimes I did. I was like, okay. But it was fun and it was interesting, right? And I learned how to self-trade as well. So now I have the ability to self-trade, and I invested in NVIDIA. Sure did. It's being good to me is right. Like just researching and finding trends and taking chances and understanding over the long span of time, unless it goes bankrupt and you lose all your money, which it doesn't happen too often, but it happens. The stock market is always going to win. That $1,000 you may have put into, you know, NVIDIA last year, that $1,000 now is more. If you would have invested in NVIDIA January 1st, you would have more money in your account now. And yes, it is taxable and all that different things. And I can't go into all that because I don't know all the ins and outs. But what I do know is there's a lot of options. And I think this right here is a great conversation starter. But 833-212-1017. I see y'all talking text. We're going to get to those talking about the Trump savings account. Also see y'all on YouTube. We'll definitely get to y'all on YouTube. Make sure y'all watching stream us live on YouTube and make sure you give us a like. And you give us a share so you don't miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The True Shows. But on the other side, we're going to continue talking about the Trump savings account and talking about the importance of having these type of conversations about financial literacy and having these type of conversations about investing and having these type of conversations about having multiple incomes and having these type of conversations of understanding the importance of saving and not stressing yourself out. Because I'm going to tell you this, money plays a huge role, bills and divorce. If you want to eliminate one way to get a divorce is get a good financial foundation with that person that you love, because now you eliminate that conversation and stress and worry about how we're going to make ends meet. This is Truth to Power, Kyle Walls. We'll wrap up with my final thoughts on the other side about financial literacy in this Trump savings account.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m. You are listening to Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
One call, that's all.
Truth Nation, now is your chance to be our one call, that's all 5K Gruber giveaway entry for the day. Yes, you can be entered to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. Be caller number 10 right now at 833-212-1017, and you will be entered to win $5,000. That's caller number 10 at 833-212-1017 for your chance to be entered to win $5,000 courtesy of the Gruber One Call That's All Cash giveaway in 1017 The Truth. Again, that's caller number 10 at 833-212-1017 to be entered to win $5,000. And if you or a loved one has ever been injured in an accident, contact Gruber Law Offices today and visit them at gruber-law.com. For official contest rules, visit 1017thetruth.com. Girl, just start answering the calls and get through it. Yeah, roll it down. We all good. I got it. And then press the music play. Listen, I see why Dr. Ken wanted to press the buttons. Ken was bothering me for years. I want to be able to press the buttons and fire off the brakes. Why? I want to do that. I was like, Ken, I got you. I got you halfway, Ken. Halfway. But Truth Nation, again, today's conversation, we're just talking about financial literacy. Not really. Talking about the Trump savings account. And a lot of y'all don't trust Donald Trump to follow through with this, or you just don't understand why he's doing this. And I say the $1,000 for when you have a child in a little savings account is a good thing for our country. But at 833-212-1017 on the Truth Talking text line, Courtney said, I'm sorry, but there's no way that that money will be there when our kids are older. We can't even get Social Security. That is a ding, 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 100%. And the funny thing is you got to have a Social Security number in order to get this, which, again, that means you're an American citizen. You have that, so... That is hilarious. And also, Ben on the Talking Text Line said they're going to use the money for insider training to enrich themselves. I wouldn't be surprised. Would not be surprised. Melody said on the Truth Talking Text Line, $1,000 at 5% interest times 18 years equals $2,400 total principal interest. Okay, thanks for doing the math. I don't do math. And last, Bill said on the Talking Text Line, this is awesome. Thank you that you're teaching people how to save by the way you are doing it. Keep it up, please. No, most definitely. I think it's important that, you know, we financially help ourselves or encourage one another to try to do what we can, right? And on the YouTube, at 1017 The Truth on YouTube, they said, hey, financial literacy should be something and investing should be something that is taught in math class. And I agree. You know, somebody said, Creation Muse said, it's crazy we teach math all the way up into the 12th grade, knowing that most of us would not use more than half of it. 100%. White Widow said, I invested in savings bonds through work for my two kids in their names, $25 a week. That's great. That's great. I appreciate y'all, you know, chiming in on today's conversation. Tomorrow, I don't know what we're going to talk about. I don't know. I ain't going to put it out there. Though I said we're going to talk about Trump's savings account today, and I followed through. Did I not, Rhea?
Yeah, you did.
Followed through for once. Truth Nation, I appreciate y'all and I love y'all every single day. The Tory Lowe Show is up next from 1 to 4. Truth Nation, I will be back tomorrow. Y'all have a beautiful and blessed rest of your day. Thank y'all.